You are back with The Conversation on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Today's conversation is a rebroadcast of a discussion we had on wildfires that aired in November. Our phone lines won't be live for this rebroadcast, but feel free to share your concerns about wildfires by calling our talkback line, 808-792-8217. Our in-studio guests include Maui Fire Department Assistant Chief Val Martin. He got his start as a federal firefighter right here on Oahu and also served with the Honolulu Fire Department on the North Shore and in town. Michael Walker is the State Fire Protection Forester for the Department of Land and Natural Resources Division of Forestry and Wildlife. The division is the primary responder for wildland fires on 26% of the land in the state. It also assists with county and federal partners for an additional 25%. Walker's been working with invasive species, forest restoration, and fire in Hawaii since the year 2000. And Clay Trauernicht is the ecologist and wildland fire specialist with the University of Hawaii. He joins us by phone from the Big Island. Welcome to you all.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I appreciate your time. You know, today we're talking about the threat of wildfires. And Chief Martin, maybe we can start with you because Maui certainly has had its fair share this year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us this morning. Definitely, Maui has had a number of fires, specifically 8 large fires just since July. In all of 2018, we've had just under 4,000 acres of land burned. But already in 2019, just through the month of October, we're at 25,000 acres. And the largest one, which was in July, is the fire that started off of Waikō Road in Kahului and ultimately burned 9,000 acres.
And when we've got these fires going and they're raging, it's on people's minds because we've seen, you know, time and again, you know, you folks had the hurricane last year and nobody thought that, you know, we'd have to be dealing with wind and rain and the threat of fires. But it's certainly has kind of left a mark, I think, on people's minds.
Yeah, you know, specifically, I know on Maui, it's been really, really dry. Sometimes we'll be watching the news and it's raining on the other islands, but central Maui especially, sometimes it won't rain for months, just in the valley. And so it's gotten really, really brown. And a lot of these acres are old HCNS plantation lands, where in the past we had personnel from the plantation available and they would be able to help and put it out quickly. We don't have that anymore. And so it really has been a challenge for us. We're working with the plantation. Now it's Mahi Pono who have taken over the lands. They've been very good working with us. We appreciate all their help. So they're right now planting. They're trying to plant a lot of crops, and the sooner we can get those crops in, we're hoping the danger will subside.
Right. So it's really about kind of prevention and managing what we've got, managing our resources. You know, Mike, can you talk about the perspective from DLNR?
Sure. This year we've responded to about 10 fires total. One of those fires was the Waikō Road fire that we co-responded with Maui Fire Department. And like Val said, in the past there was the plantations, they were involved in what we called the fire warden system. And there were representatives of local communities or the plantations that were sort of assigned a district of an island, and they were in charge of fire response and assisted the state. The plantations had the equipment and the personnel and, most importantly, the water resources. So back in the fire warden days, fires didn't really get out of control too much. It was in the beginning in the 60s is when we started to see a decline in large-scale agriculture across the state that the fire warden system started to erode. And as you can see, you can sort of match the decline of agriculture, large-scale agriculture in the state with an increase in these larger fires that we've been having.
Right, and that puts more of a strain on our city and county resources and the federal fire department as well. I recall being on Maui as the last plantation closed, and that was a topic of discussion because we all realized that, you know, managing it, managing our, the resource is important, and when you don't have those protections, like overnight, it's just disappeared. It just puts so much more of a strain on our resources.
Yeah, a lot of those lands have gone fallow, have been invaded by African grasses, particularly guinea grass. It can grow 6 inches a day in optimal conditions and can burn when it's green. So 6 foot tall guinea grass can throw 20 foot flame lengths. It burns incredibly hot and incredibly fast. So it makes these fire conditions extremely dangerous and fast moving and really difficult for firefighters to get ahead of and get in control of.
And Clay, jump in here because you're on the Big Island this week and you've been meeting with stakeholders in the area, yes?
Yeah, I'm actually not able to be in the studio today, unfortunately, but I was meeting with some folks. I work with Watershed Partnerships, Mauna Kea Watershed Alliance, and Department of Hawaiian Homelands land managers who are trying to deal with fire risk up on Mauna Kea above Hilo, which seems like a wet place, but they're up in these kind of old pasture lands that they're where they've had some large fires in the past and are concerned with the future threats of that. And I think you guys kind of dove right into it and hit the mark on the head with the link between agricultural land use or the history of agricultural land use, the decline in that land use, and the fire problem that we're now seeing. And so DLNR and sort of the predecessor to DLNR is actually has kept records on this stuff going back to about 1904. And so we can see that in the past maybe 20 or 30 years there's been this huge increase, so four times the amount of area burned in a given year on average than has happened in the past. And so big increase, 400% increase in the area burned annually on average. And the big signal that underlies that change is this pattern and trend towards abandoned agricultural areas, not only plantations but ranches as well. And the fuel part, it seems the obvious, like, of course, if you're not farming, you're not grazing, you're going to get this accumulation of all these African tropical grasses that Mike had mentioned. But both Mike and Val hit it on the mark on the head. The less obvious part is the resources that were available to assist firefighters in the past, and that's all pretty much gone these days.
And this past summer, I know everybody's been, you know, watching those images on TV about the fires in California and the concern they have about, you know, climate change and all that. But here in Hawaii, you know, we just need to know this impact on our ag lands is impacting what we're seeing with these wildland fires.
Yeah, I mean, the climate angle is kind of tricky to attribute to like a single event. I mean, that's sort of the story among climate scientists, but it's becoming pretty apparent that when you have the landscapes and sort of the lack of attention we've been paying to these landscapes in the way we have, it makes us incredibly more vulnerable to the changes that are going to come with climate change. I think that a really clear example of that it would be the Waikou Road fire that both Mike and Val had mentioned, the big one this summer on Maui. And that day, the temperature was 9 degrees hotter than average. You had associated with that very, very low relative humidity. And the combination, just giving your sort of normal trade wind patterns, you can result in really explosive fire growth. And you know, I mean, Val could probably speak to that better than I can, the challenges that that imposes upon the firefighters who are responding on scene.
And so you were on the Hilo side yesterday. Today you're in Waimea?
Yeah, correct.
And you've got more meetings?
I work with the Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization. They work with firefighting agencies across the state. They're a nonprofit based here in Waimea, and so I'm stealing some office space from them for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, the Big Island is a large territory to cover, so we appreciate your time today. If you're just joining the conversation, this is a rebroadcast of a call-in show we had about wildfires. We're not taking any calls today, but we would still like to hear from you. Please call our talkback line at 808-792-8217. Our guests in studio, Maui Fire Department Assistant Chief Val Martin. Mike Walker is the State Fire Protection Forester for the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And Clay Trarnick is an ecologist and wildland fire specialist at the University of Hawaii's College of Tropical Agriculture. Chief Martin, if you can talk about, you know, the situation there on Maui, because I don't know if we've had to bring in other support from the neighbor islands to help you battle some of your fires at all.
You know, I'd really like to thank our current fire chief, David Tyne. He had started an incident management team for our department almost 10 years ago. And we've been taking this team to some states on the West Coast, some of these larger fires, when they need help to get some training and to see how these fires really happen when they get large. And whether it's foresight, luck, or whatever, I'm just so happy that we have an incident management team within our department who can handle these large brush fires. And we also do backburning. So we actually light fields on fire to fight fire, which we've never done in the past. And that's all from the training with this incident management team. So that has really, really helped us. I think it makes our personnel more comfortable seeing those large fires on the West Coast and then coming home and using those skills to help put it out here. So right now we haven't had the opportunity or got to the point where we would request other firefighters from other jurisdictions, but we actually do have firefighters that help us from the National Park Service. We do have Mike's teams were from DLNR with Lance De Silva and the personnel on Maui that come out. A lot of it has to do with property ownership. So a lot of the state lands are at higher elevations as we go up, as a fire goes up a mountain. And they really help us out a lot with that because they're familiar with the terrain. They monitor and they take care of a lot of the state lands. We do have partnerships, but as far as firefighters from other jurisdictions coming in, we haven't got to that point yet.
Not on Maui, yeah. I think I recall there were some, I think, smoke jumpers, or the special teams of trained firefighters that kind of jump in to fight the worst of fires on the mainland.
Yeah, they have those on the mainland. We don't. I think we're a little bit too small, maybe, to have those here. But we haven't had the need for that yet.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Well, what else can you tell us, Mike, just about from where DLNR sits about, you know, managing the resource and the threat of wildfires? You know, because we've got some forest reserves, you know, I think on a lot of acreage on the Big Island. So, you know, how do we battle those?
Yes, it's different on every island, our fire response techniques. Like Val said, they've been backburning to combat fires. That's a real common technique on Hawaii Island because the majority of the fuel over there is fountain grass, which is another African grass. It's shorter stature, but folks that are flying into Kona Airport, that little yellowish grass that they see growing in the lava fields, that is fountain grass, and it's really taken over a lot of the more recent lava flows that have occurred on the west side, you know, the 19th century ones, and it is carries fire very well, and it's a dominant ground cover pretty much for nearly the entire west side, the lower elevations. In particular, our Pu'uva'awa Forest Reserve and the Pu'uanuhulu Game Management Area are inundated with fountain grass. And so our firefighters on Hawaii Island do a lot of backburning when they're fighting fire on that side.
Right, because with some of our pristine forests, it's home to native species, you know, whether it's plants or birds or snails. You know, and that's always a concern. I think that was a concern up on the Waianae mountain range, I think.
Yeah, in 2018, we had a relatively large fire for Oahu, burned over 5,000 acres in Waianae, Makaha, and Makua Keao valleys. That was a really intense fire because the Honolulu Fire Department was completely inundated. They had all their units in Makaha fighting that fire, and